Right, Mike. About 2 weeks ago, he told me, best classic car, you ended up cutting a tire. Could this be your best classic?
We're definitely gaining on it. You know, I think we found some things in the shop this week that had been off in the car, and it's got us feeling more optimistic about the whole weekend, and had a great time trial lap. Couldn't be happy with these guys. They worked so hard the last 2 weeks. I'm just happy for them, and I think we had a good shot at it. The record, I think the board screwed me up, but I saw 15-8 flash. I kind of almost startled me, and I just drove in way too soon, and just the car drove straight up the track, and it totally bobbled me up. The car was absolutely perfect. I really believe it was. I think the next lap could have been a 7, you know, but I bobbled up. We still ended up with an 0. I'd have been happy with 16-0.
For somebody who doesn't want to pit, he's afraid to pit. starting on the pole, I'm guessing you're going to just go for the lead and try to run, make it your race?
Yeah, I think so. You know, me and David, you know, so I, you know, congrats to David, too, because David and I, it's kind of funny, we talked about this all week, you know, we said, doesn't matter, 1 or 2, we're gonna sit on the front row this year, you know, and, it worked out, so I'm happy for him, and, obviously we'll talk about kind of the pace we want to set, and I just try to, you know, hopefully maybe I can get the lead and stay up. You know, I'd like to stay up around the top 5, top 7 all day and then see what we got at 150.